This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. I'm Mark Belanger. The International Labour Organization is calling on countries to build a new social contract to be implemented by governments, business and labour in a post-pandemic world. In a recent webinar, the Director General of the ILO, Guy Ryder, said that currently capitalism is not working to decrease inequality or provide adequate and decent employment. The ILO is the UN specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. In the webinar, Mr. Ryder mentions the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. The SDGs, as they are known, are 17 goals related to topics such as decent work, education, and gender equality. Mr. Ryder.
We're in the midst of this pandemic from which we should learn some lessons, I think. But the biggest lesson of all is, I think, we've made the promises, you keeping the promise. The promise was made in the SDGs, the 2030 Development Agenda. And, you know, pre-pandemic, the promise was not being kept. And there was a contradiction in what we were doing and what we are doing. What's the contradiction? We've set ourselves a transformational agenda. It calls itself a transformational agenda to deliver all of these wonderful goals, but we simply refused to adjust the policy settings that could reasonably be expected to produce transformation. We can't simply adjust the settings. We have to change the settings of our policy approaches. We have lost either the capacity or the will to actually make capitalism work in the way that it actually was designed to work and to spread its benefits. Why? Some would say globalization. Some would say technology. Some would say political will has been missing. But we've got to go back to some basics here. And yes, it's about the institutions of work. It's about the actors of work. It's about investing in the jobs of the future. But I adhere very, very strongly to this notion of co-creation in the way our economies work and deliver. I think this notion of a new social contract, because that implies buy-in by the actors, is really powerful. And it goes directly to the notion of greater equity in our world, because you buy into a contract when you think you're getting out of it what you put into it. And whilst Professor Mazzucato is quite rightly, in my view, emphasize the role of social movements and organized labor, I sometimes believe as well, speaking to business representatives, that they also find themselves trapped by this financialization of business behavior. Finance has become self-serving rather than a servant of the real economy and of the needs of us all. And we've got to put these things right. And yes, let's think of this co-creative social contract approach and draw the logical consequences of that and what we're living through today in the pandemic. We know those countries that do best in reducing inequality, and they're countries with progressive tax systems. They're countries with strong industrial relations and collective bargaining systems. They are countries which take seriously minimum wage policies and take seriously the provision of social protection and public services. So those are the tried and tested recipes for reducing inequality. And we know they work. I mean, there's no mystery here. The fact of the matter is, for whatever reason, be it ideological or other, these policies and these mechanisms and these institutions have been allowed to atrophy to some extent. And I think this underlines this notion that somehow, the idea of social contract, what we think is fair and decent in society, has either been dismantled or allowed to lapse. And it's time to reconstruct it.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can find our features and daily newscasts at radiolabor.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.